Man, we're not even high. All right, and welcome to the Matthew Aaron Show. I am Matthew Aaron, www.themattaronshow.com, at Matt Aaron Show on Twitter. You could follow us on Facebook. You go to the search tab and you type in the Matthew Aaron Show. Then you're going to click enter. That's E-N-T-E-R. You're going to click like on that, and then you may or may not be a part of the Matthew Aaron Show fan group on Facebook. You get all that insider Matthew Aaron Show gossip and all the great pictures and that Cesar Marconi photoshops to make Lee and I look somewhat pleased with our performances. And we're on Stitcher at the Matthew Aaron Show.
He just puts your head on my body and vice versa. It doesn't really make things any better.
We're on Stitcher, and we're here at 603 North Hollywood Way, Taste Chicago. Here we are. We are also on, what else are we on? We're on Stitcher. What? Oh, iTunes. iTunes, please leave your comments on iTunes when you type in the Matthew Aaron Show. Click subscribe. And we are on Damon Wayans' computer. That's anything else? No, SoundCloud. We're on SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
We're on SoundCloud. We're actually, I think you get the best audio version of anything, right? Is that a lie? Am I making that up? I'm making that up. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. We're going to get high for a show next month.
Yeah, I think we're going to do
it. We're doing
it. I think we're going to do a show, but we won't tell you.
Yeah, we'll let you figure it out.
We won't tell you which one, because you might be surprised. But yes, we did. We were just talking before the show that we need to do a show just completely baked out of our minds.
You know, our first guest today in a few minutes is going to be Lauren Miller. She's here for Hilarity for Charity. It's a charitable event for Alzheimer's. Yes.
Lee Capreas, hello.
Oh, Lee Capreas, did you say anything, Lee?
I did. I just
okay.
Did.
Okay. Well, this is as part of the National Alzheimer's Association. Lauren is here to promote their Hilarity for Charity tomorrow, where there are still some tickets available, not many, so you'd have to get on top of that pretty quickly. But, yes, it's going to be an event tomorrow night at April 25th, 2013, at the Avalon in Hollywood. There's a guest list that, you know, is just going to blow you away. It's Ken Marino, who's been on the show. I love Ken. He's going to be there. Seth Rogen, of course, Lauren's husband. Mindy Kaling, Kevin Hart, Nick Kroll, Bo Burnham, Justin Willman, who's been on the show. Garfunkel and Oates, who've not been on the show. You know, all the women I want to get on the show, other than Lauren. Lauren we get, but They don't like coming to my show.
Why?
I don't know. That Garfunkel and Oates don't want nothing to do with me.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. They want nothing to do with me. They just don't like me.
I
they think I'm a pervert. That's
yeah,
what it is.
I mean, how could they not want when you have all the charm of a stomach pump?
Stomach pumps are charming.
Yeah. Well, they'll save your life.
And Juddie Tault will be joining us after Lauren, and we're going to be talking about his latest film as well. Are we bringing people in already? Is this what's going on here?
I don't know. I
got no time to talk about Fraggle Rock.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to the 30th anniversary of Fraggle Rock tonight at the Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood, and I get to see the Fraggles.
I thought you were going on a ridiculous another date.
Well,
you should take her there.
I am taking her there.
Oh, what a lucky woman.
Yeah, well.
Come on.
All right, well.
So tell us about this.
At risk that my date listen to this show.
Yeah.
It's too funny of a story not to tell.
No, you have to tell it.
You can't
not tell it.
You know, I'm now going to lose two potential girlfriends over this story.
Oh, God.
If they listen to the show. But I don't even know if they know I have a show, so let's keep it that way.
I'm on the show, and I'm not sure that we have one.
I have a date from 7 to 10:30 at Fraggle Rock. It's the 30th anniversary of Fraggle Rock.
Like you penciled in like 7 to 10:30 for the date.
And then 11 p.m. I have another date.
Yeah. Like it's going to end at a certain time.
It has to. I have another date at 11 p.m.
Okay.
In the same night?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
So now if anyone heard this, I'm now screwed with two women.
But tell us about, what's this Fraggle Rock? What are they going to have there?
30th anniversary of Fraggle Rock. Well, the email, the whole invite and everything is very, very top secret-y, I guess. But
is it underground?
No, it's at the Roosevelt, and that's Lauren Miller talking. Lauren, how are you?
Hello.
Oh, I can hear you. Why am I turning you up? I hear you fine. Fraggle Rock, 30 years anniversary. It came out in 83. It's 2013. So they're giving away like DVDs and stuff, but they're gonna have Fraggle themed food and Fraggle themed cocktails and of course and of course music, and it's gonna be fun. And you know, if you're a Muppets fan like I sometimes am, it's
you might have to drink at this thing. I know you don't drink.
16 months sober.
You'll have those googly eyes that they always have just from a few cocktails.
I wanted to get high.
Yeah.
This is a problem.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go to a Fraggle Rock party. I don't know.
Thank you.
When
thank
you see all
you.
That brightly colored food they're going to have there.
Yeah.
I don't eat food that's too colorful. If you just give me, like,
see, I'm just afraid if I go there high, I may not last it there too long.
Or maybe you'll take a Fraggle home with you, and that'll be your third date for the night.
Yeah. I'd leave my date for a Fraggle.
What happened?
You ever get your ass eaten out by a Fraggle?
I got left for a Fraggle.
I think that's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It better be a thing. If it's not, we're starting it now. The Fraggling is when you get your ass eaten out. We're now giving a code name. Fraggling.
Fraggling.
I like that, actually.
Yeah,
that's Fraggling sounds good.
If you bring home a Fraggle, that'll be kind of funny because... You already kind of resemble a hobbit.
Thank you.
No, good. I'm sorry. I'm slamming you today.
You are. You're awful.
I'm sorry.
I'm a stomach pump, and now I'm a hobbit.
I'm sorry.
Lauren, let's talk about Hilarity for Charity.
Yes, let's.
You got this event at the Avalon tomorrow night. It's kind of a big thing.
It's kind of a big thing,
kind of a big thing. You still got some tickets, right?
There's
not that many, right?
But there's. I want to say there's probably like... Three left.
Three tickets.
You should run
so
to the website right
so
now.
So for our three listeners, no, I'm just kidding. No. All right, so you got 50,000 listeners. You got, divide that by three. I don't know how to do the odds here, but there's three tickets left at $150,
yes.
Right? And you go to hilarityforcharity.com and there's
org.
The individual, oh, .org.
Yeah.
Because it's... I got a .com here.
What?
Yeah, seriously, hilarityforcharity.com works... Two.
I'm pretty sure it's .org.
All right. Well, I'm going to show you this later, and you're going to be like, wow.
The extensively researched Matthew Aaron show.
No, I'm on the website right now. It says
.com. Oh, really? Oh, it probably redirects.
Redirect.
Maybe
oh,
not.
Redirect. Okay, so go to hilarityforcharity.org.
Okay. Either one, then.
.org. And there are three tickets left, maybe even less.
Are there really literally three tickets?
It was completely sold, and then we wrangled a few extra seats. So it literally is very few seats left.
Wow.
I don't know the exact number.
Because all the premium stuff is like the VIP, right?
Premium, they're on top of it. It is sold
That's gone.
Out.
That's gone. Now, is it all like Hollywood assholes that are like getting this premium stuff?
Yeah,
come
you know, we love to treat the Hollywood assholes to Raven.
See, we're just regular. Because
they're the ones with the money. Yeah, we're the regular assholes. So the regular assholes can go for $150.
Hey, it's
and you can mingle with Stevie Spiels and Geffen and all those guys.
Oh, God. How many people?
They'll all be there, and they're giving out the ice.
How many regular people are going for like a script in their back pocket?
Oh, does that ever happen?
I'll have mine in my back pocket.
Oh.
I don't know.
You don't need that at this point in time, right?
Who's not peddling?
Oh,
script
I have
town?
The script. It's about a charming young woman.
Oh.
And,
well, I mean, yeah. If you're smart, you'll bring a script and you'll leave it on Aziz's seat when he's doing whatever. Is Aziz going to be there? Am I making people up at this point?
Well, Aziz unfortunately is on tour.
That one I made up.
You did make him up, but there are some awesome comedians that are going.
All right,
to be there.
Who's all going to be there? We got Nick Kroll.
Bo Burnham, John Mulaney.
I like John Mulaney.
Kevin Hart.
I love Kevin Hart.
Mindy Kaling's going to be there.
I like her. I used to not like her, but now I like her.
What's not to like about Mindy?
I thought she was a phony. Then I read her book, and I'm like, there's no way this woman could write 400 pages of phony.
That one is
this
the
is not
real
phony.
Deal.
She loves her Nora Ephron a little too much.
You can't love Nora Ephron too much. I have to disagree
with
you.
No. Anyway, I'm leaving. Finish up the interview.
Nora is sorely missed.
I don't mind her.
So
I'm
who else you got?
What's not crazy?
But that's plenty if that's all. That's
I mean, not
cool.
No,
name
there's
drop
more.
Or anything, but this little band called the Backstreet Boys is performing.
All right, that's dope.
Okay.
That's dope. Backstreet's back,
rad.
All right.
Yeah.
Everybody.
They're back.
Coming together
yeah,
for all time.
Yeah. I know all their jams.
I
Pick
know you
one.
Do.
Lenny and I, we were just talking about this. Lenny and I singing Backstreet Boys on the show a few months ago.
You did?
Yeah.
It was probably a while ago.
It was an amazing show. What song did we sing? I Want It That Way.
Okay.
You are My Fire.
Isn't that in sync?
No. No, get it right, pal.
Get it right. I'm sorry that I didn't know that.
They're going to sing some songs for us. It's going to be rad.
All right. That's got my ticket right there. If I wasn't in Chicago, I would be at this thing in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Because Backstreet Boys, you sold me. Alzheimer's, close second, but Backstreet Boys, you sold
me. Hey, you got to get people's butts in the seats somehow or another.
No, but I mean, what's better than having a charity event and having a great time at the same time?
Right?
There's nothing better than that.
That's the way to do it. Yeah. That's how you trick people into caring about things that are important.
Yeah. I know, and that's true. And, you know, yeah, that's true. You get a lot of people that may go just for the Backstreet Boys, but who gives a shit?
Oh, we're fine with that.
Who gives
we're
a shit?
We are so fine with that.
Because you know where the money's going.
So fine with that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Will there be a raffle?
There's an incredible raffle and an incredible auction.
Okay.
The raffle, we have things like tickets to Six Flags and bowling and tickets
bowling.
To the Price is Right.
I like the Six Flags.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The Price is Right.
The Price is
now,
Right.
Now, can you be on the Price is Right, or is it just tickets and whatever
just tickets
shall happen?
I think that's luck of the draw.
It is luck of the draw.
If Drew Carey likes the look of your face, maybe you get to come on down.
Be honest, Lauren. Haven't you dreamed of one day having that big yellow Lauren Price tag on your chest and running down?
Who hasn't
and
had that?
Have you had it, though, for honestly?
110%
of
that.
I believe
it. I mean, I used to watch that show all the time, of course.
Great.
Don't
that
forget to spay and neuter.
I don't know. I would get, I don't know. If I was on
Plinko.
There. And someone,
Plinko. Oh my God.
If I bid $12.20 and the person behind me bids $12.21, I would ring.
Or, no, it's $12.19.
There'd be violence.
Ring his
there'd
or
be
her
violence
deck.
On
yeah.
the show.
That is the worst thing you could do.
I know, and people do that
That's
all the
like
time.
That's like stealing a parking spot.
L.A. Stealing parking spots in L.A., that's the worst.
L.A. is the worst
for driving.
The worst.
It is. I used to defend it. Traffic's not as bad as everyone says. It's not, well, rich people. Okay, calm down, Richie Rich. In your area, there's more traffic. Out here in the NoHo, traffic ain't so bad, all right?
Yeah. We dig it.
For whatever reason, you rich people in the 405, yeah. there's problems.
I don't live anywhere near the 405.
Oh, yeah. All right. The 101? I don't have any problems with the 101.
The 405.
Oh, the 101 is terrible.
When?
Oh, my God. All the time.
It's bad, but it's
bad.
Weird, though. You got to know when there's traffic on
yeah.
it. Like, there's less traffic at 6 p.m. than there is at 2 p.m. for some reason.
Yeah.
So you got to just know that.
You got to know.
Well, I don't know about that. I think the 101's fantastic. I think
and,
it's
and
Sherman
there'll a,
Oaks
and there'll
every day.
Be a lot
day.
Of traffic Sunday night at 9 o'clock p.m. for some reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
everybody's
so
coming back from late mass.
Right,
I'm sure that's
true.
I feel like the 101 at 11 p.m. on a Saturday night
that's
is
true.
A
it's
nightmare.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
But like the last couple of days getting into Malibu, I heard because I don't
you
go.
You don't go there.
I don't go.
You don't go there.
I heard it took like people an hour to get off the 405.
Well, they deserve
it was brutal. I like that attitude. I like that attitude. Stay out of Malibu. I agree.
Stay out of our beach community.
Yeah, it's Mel Gibson country. Yeah. Stay out. Let's see.
So you are here with
you
your
funny.
With your family.
Oh, that's them over there. That's my dad and my Aunt Diane and my Uncle Steve.
I got a message today from Pat Tobias, my producer, and Caesar also, who said your family was coming.
Yeah.
So I decided less talking about the things I want to sexually do to numerous
okay,
things.
He's still going on a lot of dates, so love is in the air.
Love is
it's
in the
spring,
air.
I love love.
Love is in the air.
I love love.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Great.
You're married.
I'm
you
married.
Better love love.
I'm married. I'm married and I still love love.
Oh,
but that's,
well,
a good
that's a good sign.
So, yeah, we're wondering, well, gee, I hope they like dirty talk by strange perverts.
Yeah.
But
can I tell you how badly
we're behaving ourselves to
that's
a degree
true.
Today.
We are behaving.
I made a movie about phone sex.
I know you
my
did.
Dad is more than
I know you did.
That's right.
Yeah. I see, and that's why I was telling him, but he's like, keep it family. I'm like, Broad's making movies about phone sex.
Yeah.
Family.
Talk.
All right. Let me tell you, by the way, how much I wished you were related to Rebecca Miller. But that's not a thing.
I don't think I know Rebecca Miller.
Daniel Day-Lewis's wife.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you know?
Did you know how badly I wanted you two to be like sisters?
Oh, she, you know, we were sisters.
You were.
And we had this falling out years ago.
I believe it. That Daniel Day-Lewis
no
is
more.
A bitch.
So
I believe
awful,
it.
Yeah.
It was probably because of DDL.
Yeah. Probably
it was.
Because,
it
yeah.
was actually. Yeah.
He's supposed to be actually like the nicest guy ever.
Yeah, we're not.
I'm not
I've never heard
about
a bad
him.
Thing about that.
I've
guy.
Never heard a bad thing either. And actually, one of my friends just bumped into him in New York, and she did the one thing that you're not supposed to do, but she did. And she never does it. She hates people that do this.
Harassed him?
Yeah.
Made him talk to Daniel Plainview on the
she
street?
She loves him so much, she walked up to him and she goes, "You are my favorite actor ever." And this girl's in the business. She knows everybody. She doesn't
she knows
do
better.
This ever. Yeah. Right. She knows better. That's how much she loves him. And he was so nice about it.
Wow.
He was so nice about it. And you would think, looking at the guy and how much he doesn't do interviews, and he's like really kind of off, you know, he's kind of standoffish looking.
Yeah.
No, he's supposed to be the nicest guy
ever.
I don't
know. I think he's one classy guy.
See, your husband looks like the nicest guy ever, and I think he's probably a prick. Yeah.
Asshole.
Huge
asshole.
Don't
ever go up to my husband. He's going to punch you right in the face.
I believe
really?
It. I believe it. Jeez. I believe it. And then
the
probably
worst.
Lick the blood off me.
Oh,
yeah.
Loves it.
I believe
loves
it.
Yeah.
I believe it. He's into those kind of things. I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell. So... what is your – we'll get back to Hilarity for Charity, which is at the Avalon, hilarityforcharity.org. But what's your next project? Because I saw you're kind of like – IMDb is not keeping up to date on your next thing.
Yeah, enough about the charity. Let's talk
yeah,
about
yeah,
–
no,
yeah.
No, because I like your stuff.
Oh,
stay away from that Nora Ephron
thanks.
Stuff.
Oh,
you don't need to be her. You don't need to be her.
I would love to be Nora
no,
Ephron.
No, no. You need to. You need to be Lauren Miller.
Don't take on her idol.
Keep
oh,
doing
man.
Phone sex.
Oh, God, I would love to keep doing
keep
that.
It up with the phone sex. Here at Taste Chicago.
What up? What's the next up from phone sex? That I don't know. I don't think we can do any sort of video
that's
chatting.
True.
That would
that's
be
true.
That
oh, video
sad.
Chatting, yeah, that's hot, too. I've done that.
Yeah.
Do all women Skype? And you know what I mean by Skype.
What do you mean by
come on?
Like
honestly,
Skype?
Yes.
I don't.
Like,
I can't
having,
speak for all women.
Like with
but,
like with sex.
I've known
having,
some women.
I've been having this argument with people because I have a few girls that you know when the night is lonely, we Skype.
Oh.
And I think everyone does it. And now I'm hearing from him and him. Not everyone does it, but I think you Skype. And you got to. The traveling, the hours apart. Look at that.
I don't know.
I don't know is the most bullshit yes I've ever heard in my life. All right.
I prefer people to use their imaginations about my sex
so
life.
So we have a
let
correct.
That run wild.
We have a correct right there. That
like
is a yes.
I like what you just said, though. Use your imagination.
Use your imagination.
Your imagination is the most.
Are you imagining her and Seth? Really?
Skyping?
Skyping? Doing a little Skype dirtiness?
We're not going to get into
what's
what
with
I
LA?
Imagine.
Why is it so sexually dirty out here?
Is it sexually? Oh God, I'm so. I don't know.
You
is
are
it?
Not out of it.
No,
I'm, get in
it's
it.
It's just regular dirty.
No, it's not.
I don't know.
No, it's not.
No,
meningitis was going around here the last few weeks.
Because here,
you didn't know this.
Well, I don't know.
How
I'm
out of the
now.
Loop are you?
I'm in the married boring loop.
Meningitis has been going around.
That's
people
scary.
Are dying.
Well, it's a good thing I don't leave my house then.
Yeah, like most people my age,
you can get meningitis on Skype, Lauren.
On Skype, it transfers over?
Yeah.
Yes.
Shit. You have to wipe the screen off when you're...
All right.
Well, you usually have to in my case, anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, I amused myself. All right, back to this. So, your next project.
Oh.
Before I got off track. Before I got a little off and sidetracked here.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say.
Really?
That's fine.
Just
no, it's not fine. Good cop, bad cop. Shut up, good cop.
I'm going to say this. I just closed a deal to write a remake of one of my most favorite movies from the 80s, a very girl movie.
Which Nora Ephron movie is this?
It's not a Nora Ephron
movie. Just Us Guys?
It's not a
Just
Nora
Us Guys.
Merchant or Ivory?
All right, Adventures in Babysitting.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say. It's not
Adventures. Not Adventures in Babysitting. If I guess, you can say.
I can't. I don't know if I can.
If I guess.
I haven't signed on the dotted line yet.
You are making the second remake to Footloose.
I just don't know
Flash
if I can say it.
Do it
Flash
right
Dance.
This time.
They just did
Do the Right Thing.
No. Dirty Dancing.
Do the Right Thing. You were doing the remake to Do the Right Thing.
Yes, that's the one.
Sweet 16-2, Electric Boogaloo.
It's a John Hughes movie. It is a John Hughes movie? It's not a John Hughes movie. It's a total chick flick,
it's
huh?
It's a Paul Verhoeven movie.
Oh, man. I don't know if I should say. It's a Shelley Long movie.
What?
Okay.
Are you kidding? So, there were no such thing as good Shelley Long movies. So this
that's
may be a genius
say.
Idea,
that's
though.
Say.
This may be a genius
that's
idea.
This for
was
me.
It Shelley
Fraggle
Long
Rock.
And Bette Midler?
I cannot say another
she
word.
Can't.
I just don't want to jinx it in case it all goes wrong.
Listen.
Toughest
Listen,
interview in town.
Don't worry.
People.
This
Sorry.
Won't make any news anyways, because all you said was you're remaking a Shelley Long movie. And it's either Frozen Assets with Corbin Burnson and sperm donors. I don't think that's happening.
Oh,
it's
assets.
Big Business with Bette Midler.
Uh-huh.
It's Money Pit with Tommy Hanks. That's what it is. It's the Money Pit. Nah, it's not the money pit. Can we find out what this is?
I don't know.
We're not making any news here, though. No one on the internet wants to hear about Shelley Long remake.
By the way, though, if it was Frozen Assets, that would be hilarious.
It would be the greatest movie ever.
No.
But those are the kind of movies that need to get remade.
Remade, yeah.
Not good movies.
No.
Good movies don't need to be remade. They're already good.
No.
We need to remake the Frozen Assets.
Yeah.
Something that has a concept that's not awful, but was done really poorly.
Yeah.
Yes. My opinion. So it's not Frozen Assets?
It's not.
Okay.
Is it going to be you and Corbin Burnson doing sperm donation? Because
yep.
I'm sure he'd be down with that.
That is what
yeah.
it is.
Corbin's kind of a perv.
He needs work, too.
Yeah. Corbin?
Doesn't he?
No, he does that psych show.
Oh.
Psych.
That. Oh.
Do you watch a lot of TV?
I love TV.
Why aren't you doing any TV? I've always wondered that. You seem to be pretty filmy.
Oh, thanks. I had a. I was on a few episodes of a TV show called Ben and Kate.
I know that. I know that. But like, I feel like you should have a show.
Oh, why? Thank you. Is NBC or ABC, CBS watching?
You don't want to be on NBC.
No.
You don't want to be on NBC.
Friends.
Ratings are lower than Telemundo.
Friends,
you need to
Seinfeld.
Take NBC.
Hey, don't knock the charismatic
Christina?
Charm of that Jorge Ramos.
Christina.
Yeah. Right. You try taking down Sabado Gigante. That is a numbers puller. Or is that Univision?
Oh, poor NBC. You know, we promote a lot of NBC programs, too, so now I feel really bad. But
I know.
Yes. God, that's no good. It's no
anyway.
Good. Anyway. So, yeah, why no TV?
Oh, it just it hasn't happened yet.
Okay,
maybe,
so that's something you're open for, though.
Definitely.
My question, I guess, should have been, are you a film snob? That's usually what it is.
No, I'm not a film asshole. No, I just like
That was like the thing in this business, though, until like 10 years ago. You were film or you were TV?
Well,
and if
art,
you did TV, you're a loser.
Well, you know, and TV TV is a lifestyle, doing a TV show. That takes over your life and your schedule and whatever.
Sure.
So, you know, it's got to be the right thing, and, you know, we'll see. Who's to say? What's
who
coming down the road?
Say.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I like the attitude. I like it. You know who I could see you doing a good movie with?
Who?
Anna Kendrick.
I love Anna
I could
Kendrick.
See you and her doing a great movie
She's
together.
Fantastic.
Am I crazy thinking that?
No, you're not crazy. It would be
like
awesome.
A buddy
I feel
road
like
comedy.
You guys. Yeah, because I feel like they have similar senses of humor, but different enough where it would play well, but same tone. Same tone? Would
totally.
You say same tone?
She's fantastic. I got to know her. She did a movie
called 50-50. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were in it.
She was
great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that guy that you're with?
Yeah, what's his name?
Fuck, I forget.
Seth.
Michael
Seth,
C. Hall,
right.
whatever,
yeah.
you're, whoever you're with.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, Seth Myers,
Seth
right.
Seth Myers, yeah. My husband, Seth Myers.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a good movie, too.
It's a great movie.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
I would tell you right now if it was a bad movie.
Would you?
If you were in a shit... Yeah, I've done
but
it.
But you can't say the cancer movie's a bad movie.
No, you can.
You can?
You can. I was prepared to go in and shit all over
yeah.
it. I really was.
Yeah.
I ended up liking it, but my expectations were dirt low.
Were dirt... Well, then that's probably why you liked it.
My shoelaces
really
were
mediocre.
Higher than my expectations. It's really... But seriously, I've had guests on the show where I told them their movies are crap. Yeah.
And do they appreciate that and they come back again or they're just
some of them
like...
admitted it was crap and some of them have come back for second doses.
All right.
Yeah.
They
all
like
right.
it. They like all the spanking.
It's really weird learning about how people regard their work having been out here and doing this show. Cause, and we don't conscientiously like shit on anybody. It's just
yes,
something,
we do.
No, but like some things are just not like I don't know what to say.
Do you play the politics game out here?
I mean,
do you do
when
it?
You need to. I think
you're not on Facebook, though, and all that.
Oh, no,
that.
I'm on Facebook.
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
Oh, you're on Facebook and Twitter?
Yeah, I mean, Facebook is more personal. I don't.
Oh,
I
right.
keep myself pretty private
on
there.
Oh, it's a private Facebook.
Yeah, pretty
so
private,
it's not
yeah.
a fan page thing.
No, I don't even know how that works. No.
But
okay.
You don't,
but I am on Twitter.
But you ever go on Facebook and go, this person's movie sucks?
I go on IMDb and say that on the message board.
You do? You're a message boarder.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's something hot about
I get
that.
In, I get in major fights.
There
on
is
IMDb
something kind of
really?
Hot about that.
Yeah.
And you say a movie sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, and I also fight with people who say movies suck when I don't believe
I
that they do.
I feel like we could
okay.
be friends now.
That'd
I feel
fun.
There is a friendship forming
have
here.
You feuded on IMDb?
Yes, I get yelled
so
at all the time.
If someone's trashing one of Seth's movies, you get on there and stick it to them?
Maybe.
Okay.
I believe it.
That's romantic.
Maybe.
That's romantic.
I believe it.
Maybe. I hate a lot of people on there.
All right.
It is the internet.
Let's make a deal. I'm going to defend you on IMDb.
Okay.
If you defend me.
Where do I defend you?
On my IMDb.
Oh, on your... Okay.
By his enormous body of
work. We just shot a TV pilot if it gets, with Joe Carnahan and a bunch of other people. If it gets picked up and people are saying, like, I'm an ugly Jon Favreau or something... You get on that shit.
No more. I will defend
Promise?
You. I will, and will you go on my page and say, I do not sound like Fran Drescher? Do I sound like Fran
Drescher? No, not even close.
Thank
Wait,
you.
What?
Thank you.
Someone said that about you?
Yeah.
That's not even close.
No.
But I could see you remaking Beautician and the Beast with Shelley Long.
Yeah.
That's the one. That's
and
it. She,
her and the
out.
Timothy Dalton
And Timothy Dalton in his original role.
Yeah, right.
You've done it.
So Hilarity for Charity, it's at the Avalon tomorrow night, April 25th, 2013. That's this year. It's tomorrow night.
That is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. And you have two of my favorites of all time going to be there. Kevin Hart, Backstreet Boys. A couple tickets still available. John Mulaney. Bo Durnham. Mindy Kaling, mm-hmm. who I've now developed somewhat of a crush on. It was like... Her and I were like kindergarten, you know, where you pull the girl's hair, the ponytail mm-hmm. thing, and snap the training
yes,
bra,
yes.
and then you really liked her.
But she's
That's
so
what
cool.
It is.
If you pulled on her bra, she'd be like, hey, stop it. And then she'd like flick your underwear or something. She'd be cool with that. She's
yeah,
so awesome.
Don't leave me with that.
She'd be awesome.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of nice.
I'm kind of hot under the collar
yeah,
now.
All right.
Good. All right. Well, tell your husband we love him.
I will.
And
I will.
Have a blast
it.
At this thing.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for being here.
Yes,
and I hope you come back and we can talk about your work.
Yes. Yes.
I do want to talk about your work.
A week from now, probably we can have
a week from now, you want to talk about Shelley Long?
Well, no, I'm just saying I can't.
Okay.
Right
I'm going to hit you up as soon as this thing's announced.
She can do the
and we're talking
she
again.
She can do the Green Show.
The Green Show.
When we do.
No, when her thing gets announced, she'll be doing Hardwick's show. That's
okay.
what it's got. I know how this works.
Okay.
I know how this works. Big Shelley Long project. She goes to Kevin Pollak. I see how it works.
No,
thank
never.
You so
never.
Much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much,
thanks,
not
thanks
Rebecca Miller's
pizza.
Sister.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hilarity for Charity
Hilarity
tomorrow
charity.
Night.
Thank
you
thank
so
you
much.
For bringing
thank
your family
you.
To Joe's place.
Thank you.
Joe and Arlene appreciate it.
Yes, at Chicago. Joe Montana. Why don't you do a movie with him? What are you doing?
Whatever.
I'm going to call Joe right now. Let's call Joe and tell him
you,
to do a movie
you,
with
Anna Kendrick, and Joe are on a road trip.
Whoa. I love that movie
yeah.
already.
Yeah.
That's the greatest movie ever right yeah. there. Thank you so much. Lauren Miller,
yes,
HilarityForCharity.org. Three tickets probably left. They're probably gone by now. But you know, you might as well check and see if you can get one anyways.
Mm.
And what a lineup.
Yeah.
What a lineup.
Sounds
Kevin
fun.
Hart, Backstreet Boys.
And
right,
Fraggle Rock themed food somehow.
I'm going to take a small break, but I got to pick a song to play. What are we going to jam to while we're on break here?
I don't know.
Minute?
You had no shortage of things to jam to before we started the show. Bobby Siegs or Peter Gabes?
Kathmandu
or
no.
Johnny Fogs?
All right, I'm going to Johnny Fogs. I wish I had some on me right now. Let's see. I'm looking for Terzo and I's jam.
Which is what?
Well, you know what? Never mind. We're going to listen to her strut. I love her. Yeah.
Independent. She's a lady through and through.
love to watch you strut. That's right. That was for Lauren. We were going to play Backstreet Boys. I love when we have guests, and then we go to break and play a song, and then they suggest to me after I've already played a song what I should have played.
Right.
They always do that. They go, you should have played Backstreet Boys. I'm like, yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Didn't have it on me. Didn't have it handy. I shut down Spotify, so this is only music that's like on my... I have Spotify now, so I deleted most of my music, right?
Yeah.
So I only have like 7 or 8 albums, like the most important albums in my life, on my computer for all times. And it's Seeger and Springsteen, and it's no one... Yeah, there's no Backstreet Boys. Not on the important albums in my life, unfortunately. But I do enjoy them, as everyone knows. Language of a Broken Heart is the film we're going to be talking about next. Juddie Tulp is coming on, and he was the star of the film. Good-looking guy. That's a little disturbing.
Suave dude.
Yeah.
He looks like that Zachary Quinto.
Okay, is that the vibe you're getting?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I could see him combined with Kutcher.
Okay.
Like Quinto, who's gay, so they could have a baby.
Okay.
No, wait, just because you're gay, you can't have babies.
And Kutcher, who kind of makes me not feel good.
He doesn't?
No, I'm not nuts about him.
Have you ever liked anything of him, of Kutcher's?
I'm thinking.
You're thinking.
I'll answer that question at the end of the show. I'm going to need a little time.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez, that bad, huh? So Juddie was a producer
on
this.
Yeah, he was good in this Polaroid commercial where he's taking pictures. I'm remembering that, yeah.
Juddie was the producer on this, the writer on this. That's so smug. You're so Richard Gere sometimes.
I know.
That's Richard Gere.
First of all, I am not smug in the way that Richard Gere is.
No,
smug.
You're not. He's sexy.
No, yeah. He's successful.
Yeah, right. Juddie was the producer on this. He was the writer of this, and he's the star of this film. And, you know, we're going to talk about this because you and I were talking about how his influences seem to be, of course, the Cameron Crowes of the world and the Nora Ephrons. I love how the guys never list Nora Ephron in their influences. It's always the Cameron Crowes and the, who else, the Woody Allens and the James L. Brooks. They never mention the Nora Ephron.
No.
And then every woman mentions just Nora Ephron.
Yeah, no guy ever says, like, well, what are your favorite movies about romance? They never say,
Sleepless
like,
in Seattle.
Howard.
Yeah, right.
Remains of the Day.
Right. Heartburn.
Heartburn, yeah.
I don't think anyone's ever said Heartburn was one of their favorite movies ever.
No.
That's a terrible movie.
Yeah.
I loved, and by the way, Jack and Meryl. How can it be that bad, right?
No.
Because it's just so pretentious.
It is, yeah.
And listen, Bob Woodward's an asshole. Who didn't know that? And no. Nora Ephron is kind of, she was, listen, I know this is unpopular to say, and I'm not going to shit all over her because she's dead, but, you know, she's a good writer, but she was kind of pretentious.
Yeah.
She liked the upper class life. She liked the dinner parties and the politics talks. And
right,
the,
and the gadflyism, the
yes,
social butterflying.
Yes.
And that's a thing. You know, that's
it's a
fine.
Thing. I'm not saying it's bad.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm saying Heartburn is very much about that.
But to expect, I guess, some people to think that that's charming,
right.
You know.
Heartburn very much has that vibe, though.
Very, very town and country. Like, look at how crazy and eccentric
well,
we are.
Well, even in her movies, poor people... Like Meg Ryan, You've Got Mail. She wasn't the rich store, right?
Yeah.
She wasn't the rich person. Tom Hanks had all the Barnes and Nobles, right?
Yeah.
She still owned a bookstore.
She owned, yeah. She
owned
a business.
A bookstore. Right. Yeah. I don't know.
And for a low-income person, she was a nice-looking woman and
right.
in great physical shape.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Even Julie and Julia, like Amy Adams is supposed to be really, really poor.
Yeah.
She has this New York apartment. She affords it.
I think is you caught on something that's kind of just not depicted so much in movies is poverty.
Yeah,
and,
no,
and
it's
I
not.
Would understand why when you have the escapist element of movies. I get that and all that, but
yeah, I think
you can say what you want about 8 Mile.
I think you hit on the reasoning.
You can say what
it.
You want about 8 Mile, but it actually shows people who are genuinely poor.
Yeah. So. But I want to talk about this this film, and I want to talk about what it's like to be a man making films about love.
Yeah.
Because that's interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah, sure. Now you can. Yeah. I have to tell Caesar now. Now you can go.
So them. I should tell you. I should tell people yesterday.
Oh yeah, how was it? How was it?
Flappers. I did my show, and afterwards I was talking to this girl comic, and she was really cute to me.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
was just very like
that one.
She had what I like. She got like dark hair, dark eyes.
Oh, is that
I
the
like.
Story you're telling?
Yeah. And,
okay, go ahead.
And I was able to break out a line, and I'm not a guy who breaks out a line. But I was able to eventually work into the conversation, do you want to get out of here? Which is never something I go, you want to get out of here? And I never say that. That's like the most presumptuous thing I could ever say to a woman.
I love that line. I love it. And I
am
told
able to
you.
Pull it off.
I told you from now on I'm going to use it.
And it didn't work. But I was so impressed with myself for saying that it didn't matter.
It's because you got to say it like John Wayne, like I always do.
It's
one word. It's not, do you want to get out of here? It's.
I'm addressing Johnny right now. I got off with saying, do you want to get out of here? To a woman, I could not. And it didn't work, but that's, I was impressed with my confidence.
Wait, you said that to a girl?
Yes, but it was after a discussion.
That was after you saw the Ryan Gosling movie where he. That's are you watching Crazy Stupid Love again?
Oh,
yes, you are.
You're getting called out on being lame right now.
I'm not calling you lame because I'm watching that.
Okay,
but you know that's a good. Want to get out of here is the thing. If I have any balls and did that. You know, I think it would work every now and then.
I never have the balls to say that. And I have, in some situations, I do very much, but just not that.
Women want that. They want to just be kind of, you know, ordered around a little bit every now and then. Want to get out of here. Don't even pose the question. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
I like
him.
I like him.
He's a good guy.
I like him.
So, thank you for coming on the show.
Well, I want to talk about Language of a Broken Heart, but...
But let's talk about better things first.
No, there's not... Listen, this is a...
I feel like we did a good lead-in.
This is a very... it has a Cameron Crowe type vibe, right?
Oh, stop it. You really... It does. Look, I love saying
things. It does.
I love
there it. Is.
He's my idol. I just want to do films like him.
Really?
He blends comedy and drama so well. I mean, look at Jerry Maguire, you know, Say Anything. These films are... Mm-hmm. They're awesome. They're great character pieces with a lot of heart. And they blend that element of comedy throughout. And... You know, they're all very relatable. You know, his characters are all relatable, and you kind of are that guy that you want to root for.
How tall are you?
6'4", 180
pounds. That's annoying.
Yeah.
You're as tall as he's as tall as Bjerko. He's Bjerko.
And wait, you're 180?
Yeah,
180.
You're a foot taller than me, and I weigh more than you?
No, I don't weigh more than you.
Yeah, well,
God.
I ordered a bunch on your tab here. I ordered pizza, hot dogs, so I think things are looking good.
You're 6'4", extremely good looking, a good writer, so you're really fucking annoying. Okay. Do people like hate you out here? They gotta be jealous of you.
You know, I mean, no
there's jealousy of you.
Look, I'm a dime a dozen out here.
Are you?
I think
no,
so.
No, you're not.
Look at this.
No, you're not.
Yeah, L.A. is a tough place to be. I mean, and let's go back to just picking up on women in L.A. I mean, I'm just another guy out here. You know, go to New York.
You should go gay. You'd be so popular.
It'd be a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Well, it'd be easier to get laid. I don't know if it'd be easier to find someone. Like I kind of get from your movie that you are a romantic type, a hopeless romantic type, not a one-night stand kind of guy.
But that's not, I mean, is that entirely true? Or
I am a hopeless romantic type.
Yeah.
Am I trying to be more of a one-night stand guy? Look, yes.
Really?
Let's do it. You know, let's just get on with it. I don't know. I mean... Look,
don't you feel bad after that, though?
I think that this film talks about that. It's the guy goes through a major breakup.
Yep.
He's obsessive. He's, you know, kind of can't get over the ex. You know, he's kind of a pansy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that he makes all these bad decisions. And
so
that's
wait,
what's so great about the film.
Did you write this off a personal experience?
A little
were
bit.
Were you like, if I was a pansy, this is how I would write him?
No, I wrote it off a personal experience, and I am a huge pansy. And, you know, but I'm not, I don't know if I'm a pansy anymore. Jury's still out. I just went through another breakup, so we'll see. But, you know, you go through these things, and I just was laughing to myself. I was going to a therapist. I was going out. I was getting drunk. I was making bad decisions. I was feeling guilty about it. Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, well,
no, it's not.
It's not. No,
that hair's real, isn't it?
It is.
For the women that aren't here, I'm looking at, like, the most perfect-looking man ever. I kind of hate him.
Yeah.
So you should watch this movie, though, Language of a Broken Heart, because every woman is going to have a crush on you.
You know, but are they? Are they going to get annoyed by me halfway through and go,
no,
just
men,
start the groveling?
No, men are done with you. You have no chance with men. You're done in the male market. But women, because men are going to watch you, and they're going to see a good-looking, smart, educated man who wrote an educated film, and they're just going to be annoyed.
Well,
that's what we do. I get annoyed with smart, educated, good-looking men. I hate them.
Yeah, but I'm not that smart, and I'm a guy's guy. I like to go out. I like to, you know.
You produced this film.
Yeah.
You went out, and you got the financing, right?
Raised the money, you know.
Okay, so what's not smart? You're going to have to fill me in on this,
man. I guess I am
here to make you not humble.
Okay, maybe I'm just a good bullshitter.
You're really good. You're not that good because I called you on your bullshit in 5 seconds. You are smart.
But you have to be smart to be a good bullshitter.
That's true. That's actually a great point.
Yeah. No, you have to be a good liar to be a good bullshitter.
No, it takes intelligence.
You have to be conniving.
No, because you're intelligently using your smarts to work backwards. There's a science behind it.
Really?
The bullshitter knows that the actual truth and that he's not telling it.
Are you seem like a good bullshitter.
All right.
Yeah, I just...
So, no, he's not that... You're not that good, though.
I'm okay.
You're okay, yeah. How did you go out and get the funding for this film?
You know, I just... Persistence. I stalked people.
How long? How long did it take you?
It's about... I'd say a year.
Crazy stories in that 1 year? How many people had to put in money for this film?
So we got... I think we got about 15 people is all.
Wow. 15 okay. is all. You say is all, like... That's nothing. That's a lot of people.
I guess it's a lot of people.
So you went to 15 people for like smaller chunks?
Yeah, no, I went... And you
found that work.
Yeah, I mean, I was raising anywhere between $25,000 a unit and people were putting $25 or $100, you know.
But you had enough, you certainly had enough to make the kind of movie you wanted to make. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, look, originally...
It's a polished-looking movie.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the best thing about it. We shot it for less than $1 million. It looks great. There's a story there, and we're out in theaters, and we're in a position as good as we can be for this type of film.
Yeah.
I mean, we're a small film, and we're in Regal Theaters. You know, it's not every day you see a little independent film in Regal Theaters. I mean, they own all the theater chains now. They're buying everything.
Right.
They do.
They own everything now.
Yeah.
I'm just fascinated by this because I think the persistence, and once again, you're being humble, I know, but, to do this for a year just to get the money... That takes a lot of hard work.
It does.
Smart. Did you write a script? So you wrote this script, what, 2-3 years ago then?
I mean, longer than that. This has kind of been
formulating for years over...
I mean, this guy is the indie story. This is the independent story. For all those kids at home that put their shit on Kickstarter and hope and pray they get their money, which most of them don't, and it's a walk of shame, Juddy here did it. He wrote his own fucking script.
Fuck,
he went out and he got his own fucking money.
Oh. Yeah.
And he doesn't even have an ego. He didn't even direct the fucking thing. You could have been like, I'm going to direct it too. You knew where your strengths were.
Well, that would just like that would have been too much work. I got too much other stuff to focus on.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I'd like to direct sometime, but Jesus, I mean, it's like. What are you going to do? I can't direct the damn thing.
You knew where your strengths were. Yeah, I could star in this right now. I wrote it, so that's done. But I need someone to kind of make me unbiased to the situation and direct.
Yeah, when you're writing, producing, and acting in it, it's like, I mean, you want someone else to bring something different or else, you know, you find new things. And another director will find new things, and you don't want to be everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me about the process then. You get the money for this fucker. You go out. Language of a broken heart. I shouldn't keep calling it this fucker.
Lauren's family is gone.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So you get the money for this. You go out and you film it. How did you go about getting this film?
Okay. So the director, Rocky Powell, is a good friend. He's got a successful commercial business in Dallas. He shoots commercials and Southwest, Walmart, you know, all that crap. And
it's all you need.
It's all you need. Those shits are like $1 million bucks.
Sure.
Those are 2 days.
Yep.
We shoot a movie. We shot this movie in 35mm. I mean, we were so dumb.
No digital.
That's what we were ignorant.
Why did you decide no digital?
You know what? It's just the director was. He heard Clint Eastwood say one time that you just can't fake film. You know,
as the 80-year-old man.
I love that though. Yes. But I like that there are still
as the 80-year-old
like,
man
young filmmakers 35mm. I think that's fantastic.
Digital
is great though, but you know.
It's great, you know. It's great. Yeah,
it's great for $11 million movie. So that you went 35mm is kind of crazy.
We went 35. Yeah, we got a great deal with Kodak, Rocky, the director. Everyone doing favors. I don't know what he did.
It's great
to get all these favors.
Don't stop costing what it does.
Yeah, exactly.
The story's blowing my mind. It's blowing my mind. It's great.
And we shot in 18 days. We shot it in Dallas. You know, we got the book from him. We shot a couple days in a couple of days in Rockford. You know, it was a deal, but we got it done.
Yeah, this sounds like a story like 20 years ago in the American independent scene in like 93.
Yeah.
In New York. Yeah, we raised the money and we got a great deal for 35 millimeter and but I think that's kind of impressive.
Well, it's funny because I was talking the other day and I'm just a name dropping now.
Pick it
I
up.
That's all
pick
I got.
It up.
I'm not going to be like, pick it up.
You guys skateboard together?
Is that how
you know him?
No. But anyway, he said that to me because I'm a huge fan. I mean, look, he's almost famous, another Cameron Crowe film.
Mm-hmm.
He's always that fast-talking, funny guy. And he said, you know, independent film wasn't what it used to be. He was in Mallrats, all those Kevin Smith films. When Kevin Smith was maxing out credit cards to shoot his film, you know, that was the independent film. That was when it was fucking cool.
That's right, yeah.
And, you know, that world is it's not there anymore. And, I mean, he said he watched this film, and he's like, you know, that's what you're doing. You're doing what they did 20 years ago and, you know, just running and gunning and trying to get it done.
That's a compliment.
I think.
It's a nice compliment.
Yeah, yeah.
It is. When you get a nice compliment like that from a Jason Lee, you get a little wood, right?
I got yeah. chubby.
Little
I did.
Jason Lee chubby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason.
You know, I saw him skateboarding like a week ago or something. I saw a picture of him skateboarding. And he's got gray hair going on. And he's skateboarding with his mustache, slang the beard. And I'm like, I may go get Jason Lee.
Really?
Like, I didn't give a fuck about Jason Lee 20 years ago skateboarding. Watching that old man skate was kind of hot.
That's what did it for
you. It was kind of hot. I got to be honest.
Oh, it's going on the reel. Okay.
So, you get a great film, too. A bunch of great supporting character actors. You got Julie White in the film.
Oscar Nunez.
From The Office. Yep. Yeah.
That was a look. We read for the other roles. Kate French, Laura who plays Jax, and Ethan Coen who plays my buddy. But you know, for Oscar, we offered to him. We were already shooting film, and we had him in the last 3 days of shooting, and we didn't know 5 days before shooting, we didn't know if we had anybody. We were holding out for Oscar, holding out. Finally, his wife convinced him to do it. Thank God. And
he was ready with his lines like that.
Yeah. He does so much improv. He's just so good. I mean, he's professional, and he. I mean, half of that is all him.
When someone improvs your script that you wrote, do you get a little bitchy?
I get pissed. No, look.
You're such a diplomat. I love you. Go ahead.
If Oscar needs to go off on a tangent, that's his. That's that whole scene.
Sure.
Meant to be funny, that's it. Sometimes if there's something in a... I mean, there's every word they say is meant to be there, right?
Sure.
I buy into that bullshit. But I buy into that. Look, I tell it, let's hit this. Hit this and hit this, and even Oscar will say, "What do you want? What do you want me to hit for sure?" And that's how you can kind of have fun with it, and that's kind of like the curb your enthusiasm.
You have low level ego for a guy of your looks. I have to say, having that low level ego, so you can admit when someone comes in and improvs and does something better than you wrote.
Oh, absolutely.
You feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good. That's good. That's a good attitude.
Yeah,
that's a good attitude.
What they bring to it is going to ultimately make the movie. And
I don't know.
I wrote some days.
I have no ego. Some days I have an ego. And I think I'd tell Oscar on some days to go fuck himself.
You
and then
say
on
that
some
to
other
Oscar.
Days.
Look at these man.
The movies like, you know, Wedding Crashers with Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson. How many of that was on the, how much of that was on the page?
Well, yeah, I mean, but they're Vince Vaughn Wilson. Like,
and that's why
I'm
they get
Matthew
hired.
Aaron. I can do it. You?
Yeah,
come on.
Well. Jesus Christ, improv.
No, is please. But, improv away.
He's improv assholes.
Is it possible, though, I mean, do you think the actor can trust the material too much? I mean, you let them, like, over, like guys, you got to stick to certain, or do you just, that's not a worry?
No, it's not a worry at all. I mean, I'm just, you know, have fun with it. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. And brings entirely different. I love a little surprise in there.
So, Nora Ephron, is she titles?
You know, I'm going through a breakup, so yeah, I'm going through all my Nora Ephron films right now. I'm going When Harry Met Sally, you know.
Really? So do you really like Nora Ephron? Because we were just having this discussion about how when I'm interviewing anyone who's done any kind of romance film, you know, we get sent videos on you and whatever.
Right.
But I have noticed one thing. It's always at the top of the bios. And it's always something like, this guy loves so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. And so with the romance people, it's always like, this guy loves fucking Woody Allen. He's
right.
Woody Allen's like, he masturbates to him nightly. And then Nora Ephron's never on that list. Women, it's only one name all the time, Nora fucking Ephron.
Yeah, I mean,
this is a Nora Ephron show.
And some of those movies men think are good movies. That's the thing.
Right.
But
no, I'm not saying. I'm sure he thinks Sleepless in Seattle's fantastic.
It's like when awesome. You eat a Chipotle, and you're like, man, this is good. You're like, yeah, well, McDonald's owns it. Like, McDonald's owns it? It's just like that.
So do you really like her, though, or are you just being the diplomat?
No, I'm telling you. I mean, look.
What do you relate to a Nora Ephron?
Well, okay, I relate to When Harry Met Sally. I think that's a classic film. I think that when
men
she,
and women can't when, be friends.
That's true. When she has that, when she has
that's true. I got women friends.
When she has that orgasm, I'm still chasing after that orgasm.
You don't have female friends.
I don't see them very much. And when I do, you know, if you have, you're in a relationship.
So they're more like
the other
acquaintances.
Girl, yeah, and you know, I mean, I think that personally. It's hard to be friends. And then when you
see every woman on the show tells me that's bullshit.
That they can't
men
be
and
friends?
Women can't be friends. They think it's bullshit. They think men and women can be friends. Because here's the thing: women want to be friends with men.
Yeah,
they do, and they don't want to fuck anyone.
Right.
Men don't want to be friends with women.
No, but
we as women friends.
I have women friends, but that, again, I'm kind of like helpless in
that
regard.
Kind of a
homo,
yeah.
So some women are what I call collectors. They collect men. They collect men.
I don't think they collect because I don't think they want to be with any of them.
They don't
want
to be with any of them. They just want to have them there.
Then
it's a
go
weird
collect,
thing.
Go collect gay friends. I mean, there's nothing
they
wrong
do
with that.
Yeah. They do that too. Right. Yeah. So you don't really have any real female friends. Is that because you can't be friends with someone unless you want?
You know, I think Billy Crystal makes a good point. There's always that thing of, you know, that little...
Who threw a question about you off on a fake Billy Crystal character? That is sly. Yeah. At the same time, you think I'm not going to catch you with that.
Yeah.
That's horseshit.
Well.
I thought that was a good question, and he totally did me.
There's a great...
Threw a fake Billy Crystal in front of me.
I'm just trying to think about all the girls, the friends that are girls right that I have that are
you
going...
Have, why don't you have
oh,
any...
Oh, he wants to fuck me now?
Why don't you have
like,
any
no,
fat
I don't.
Girlfriends?
What?
Like well, overweight girlfriends.
Maybe I do. Overweight.
Do
Matt,
you?
Matt,
do
there
you?
Is no correct weight. Overweight implies that there's a correct weight and there is none.
That's true. I don't know. I just find this thing where men are always like, be friends with girls, but you never see them like trying to talk to the fat Filipino girl at Witch
right.
Witch.
Well, that's because because men are awful.
Right.
Like, we're pretty awful.
We are awful, Jenny,
I mean,
right?
You got to admit.
Yeah.
Your movie kind of makes you a little awful.
We're sweethearts.
I mean, you got to see this movie because I don't think you understand your character is sometimes awful, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's a little annoying.
A little self-obsessed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he can't get out of his own, you know, he's selfish in that way. He can't get out of his own, oh, God, I want this girl back.
So if someone walked up to you who's not in the film business, doesn't know what films are coming out, sees Language of a Broken Heart playing on a billboard cinemas, right? And they say, Juddy, sell me on this movie. Why do you see this movie? I'll tell you why I see it, but why
because
do you see it?
Personally relatable. Everyone's had their heart broken and you want to laugh at heartbreak, then watch this movie.
Right.
I think you brought up something that's smart. You're going through your Nora Ephron period watching all those bullshit Nora Ephron movies, right? And then when you're in a good space, maybe you're watching Cameron Crowe, and maybe when you're in a great space, you're watching something ridiculous like James L. Brooks. And James is a little more real than all the rest, probably.
Yeah.
James L. Brooks. Not his last film, but 10 years ago.
Well, I will agree. I mean, he's Cameron Crowe and him, James L. Brooks are the guys.
But,
I mean, you read my.
But
bio.
The point being is, yeah, I did end up because I wanted to know Nora Ephron was on that list, and guess what? What Ephron? What my point, though, his smart point that he's making though is, it's the same reason to see this movie. Some point in your life, you need to relate to something so you could try to get answers.
Right.
So with this movie, if you've been through a breakup and you don't know what the next step is, this is a good movie to watch to kind of find maybe not the answers, but to see what some answers or some possibilities could be. And I think that's why these romantic comedies and these movies have lasted as long as they've had and been classed, because people go back and watch them to go, this is where I'm in life or where I want to be. Can I find some hints of how to get there? Is that fair?
Absolutely, it's fair. Okay. And let's laugh at it for a little bit. Let's not be such, you know,
sure.
you know, and plus there's, it deals with a lot of different heartbreak, whether it's divorce or just a relationship, or the mom deals with the loss of her husband, you know, still that kind of heartbreak and loss. So it's a poignant little story about that. So it's relatable, and yeah, I mean, you can definitely.
Go ahead.
We were talking about norepinephrine earlier. Like, it's not so much that the movies are not good or that they're only it's just that they exist. They come out of this existence that's kind of in a bubble, like, you know, sort of an upper class city dwelling people who meet at each other's apartments and have dinner parties and have long discussions. Very much a part of that sort of encapsulated world. And same thing with Woody Allen, too. For a guy that has a lot say about
it's
life,
true.
A very philosophical guy, there are some things in his movies, and I love Woody, but there are some things in his movies like that this guy, I just feel, does not understand.
Well, you know what's funny about that, as you say that, because I think that, I don't know if it was Alan Loeb, who's a great writer. I mean, he wrote Things You Lost in the Fire. And
I
don't know if it was him or maybe it was the guy that wrote Crazy Stupid Love, said as a writer, all of a sudden he's getting these big deals now. He's getting these big script deals. And he says, I'm just trying to make as many films as I can before I lose touch with reality and write these characters that we don't care about.
I don't like that implication, like there's a clock running before I completely can't relate to anybody.
I hate to counterpoint that, but Alan Loeb also said one of the shittiest things I've ever heard. He can be a writer because there was nothing else for him to do. He was too stupid to do anything else. He probably should have gotten out of it a long time ago. And he encourages anyone else that wants to be writers not to do it. Straight out.
Well,
he said, if I had to talk to someone, I'd say don't do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I love Alan Loeb. I think all of his films are great.
I think he's
I don't
writer,
know if it was the other guy. I think it might have been the guy who wrote Crazy Stupid Love who said that, because I remember it was that. Who was that guy? I don't know.
I mean,
you were just quoting him before I got here.
I know.
Let's get out of here. Want to get out of here?
Yeah, I know who he is.
But anyway,
yeah.
But look at like Nancy Myers.
I love Nancy Myers. I do. I love her.
Father
She's not on your list.
But look what
another woman.
You know, they call her.
But he knows her.
Yeah. They call her movie sets architectural porn. You know, I mean, everyone, you know, it's a wealthy,
our movies
upper class
Hamptons-esque.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, they're great and they're relatable and they're, you know.
Sometimes architectural porn is all you have.
All you have, yeah.
Is that all you have? So what I was going to ask.
But you're right about that, yeah.
So what I was going to ask you also is then, so you did a short before this, right? And that was called.
Country Club Jerk Off?
No. Oh, is that what it is?
Country Club Jerk Off? You'll love that one.
No, is that a good one?
You like a bunch of guys jerking each other off.
Is that the one you did? Are you younger than me?
Dim the lights.
What are you, 28?
30.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're older than me. All right.
How old are you?
Loser. I'm 29.
Nice.
Yeah,
I'm
see 29. You in hell.
I just turned 30. When did you turn 30?
I'm turning.
August.
Nice.
I turned 30 next month.
When did you turn 30?
He just turned 30 last year.
Is it really sad for you when you turn 30?
No, not at all.
You sure? I'm sad for you. it's not you, it's me, right?
That's a short
you did for the LA short school,
yeah,
right?
That's right. We got into LA for Shorts Fest. Yeah,
my friend runs she's one of the big publicists at the Shorts Festival. And that was like a big thing, right?
Yeah, we did really
you
well.
Got great reviews.
Yeah,
for that.
Good reviews. I mean, I did that a long time ago. But
I know,
you know,
but did that kind of lead to this? Did you use that as sample for when you were trying to get money?
Yeah, a little bit. Sure. I mean, I definitely did use that.
Just to say, I can do this. Didn't write a script and trying to get money out of you.
I'm not totally incompetent. I'm, you know,
and
but,
you've been acting forever, right? 12?
13? Yeah, I mean, I grew up on the stage, and you know, loved all that. Crap and
musicals.
Musicals.
Can you sing?
Stage. I can't sing anymore. I don't know if I ever
sing
could
anymore.
Sing, actually, but I did do a bunch of musicals.
What musicals?
Then,
give me some.
I did Damn Yankees, Pippin,
good,
Grease,
good,
yeah.
Guys and Dolls.
Fiddler on the Roof.
Gay.
Fiddler.
Guys and Dolls. That's the only manly
musical. I did not do Guys and Dolls.
Well, I used to like it. Let's talk about what the future holds for you, though.
Yeah, it's a dark.
No,
hole.
It is not. It is not. You have this film. It's critically, you know, people love it. The critics love it. People are going to go see it, right? So, what is the next step? Are you going to do another romantic comedy?
No, I'm telling you, I'm going dark. I've got a little
Frank Miller adaptation.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I have a little story about a heroin addict that I want to make. I got another one that's But to be honest with you, it'll always. Every time I try to write a dark script, I just get dark enough. I tell my agent, I'm like, this is really dark, and they're like, where's the dark part?
It'll be about a jilted heroin addict looking to find love.
Exactly.
So how'd you get the agent? Explain to me the agent thing. William Morris, right? Is that where you're at? Well, you're at WME?
With MTA, with Shara Shadeen.
Okay.
And, I mean, that's what started this whole thing, because I came out of college. MTA was pretty big back then, and I will tell you that was the one thing my persistence / stalking helped. I mean, she threw me away. She threw me out of the streets. So, no, you're not going to make it, you know, too
really?
Many people. And then I kept coming back and stalking her and hanging out.
You outside. Went to, like, her office.
Yeah.
Stalked her at her office.
Stalked her at her office.
Well,
and
she
finally,
works there. Just go there. That's
no,
where
I mean,
she's going to be. That's
no, when he says stalk, I didn't know if you meant Chipotle.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No. Or her home.
Yeah,
we have the image of binoculars in a Crown Vic
right.
with the windows tinted.
Let's
but,
clarify that this. You see, but this gorgeous man stalks you, and you're like, all right, oh, get out of here, you.
Yeah.
I stalk you, and the police are around the corner waiting to arrest me.
Yeah, right.
And they're like, that pedophile keeps coming into my office
yeah.
asking for
work. Thank God for Megan's Law.
Right. But that's
all right,
true.
So you stalked the
okay,
shit out
tell
of
me
her,
how you
and then
stalked
what?
Her.
And then finally she said, she called me in and said, you know what? I told you no 1,000 times that I'm going to sign you because this is what this industry is going to do. It's going to throw you out in the street and reject you and reject you and reject you. But the fact is you can take it, so I want you. And, you know... We didn't.
Huh.
It's not like I booked stuff right away, but I knew that I wanted to make my own film. So the same thing, I was persistent with that film.
Just,
I have a passion for it.
Just keep on them until they give you what you want.
Exactly.
The Gaul method.
Yeah.
It's the Gaul method towards
yeah.
women. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And maybe men.
We don't know.
Well, I'm not totally sure about Steven. So, Jody, would you say if you can survive this interview, you could survive any interview?
I would think so, yeah.
Is print easier than this?
Yeah, I mean...
Do I intimidate you?
No.
All right, good. You're
fun. A funny guy.
You're having
fun.
I'm
busting
your balls.
I don't know
and you're
why
not
you
going to hurt me?
You haven't offered me a beer yet, but that's all right.
You can have a beer. I don't fucking drink. I'm not offering... Listen, I don't drink. I don't offer beers to people. That just rubs it in my face further. Any bites? No, I don't have any bites. Sorry.
Are we
it's
a tough
not even
interview?
Important.
Just because we don't...
I hear things.
Yeah?
Mike, are we good? We're okay? We're not that... Tim liked us, right? Tim Matheson's like, not a tough interview. Not tough.
Yeah.
No, not tough at all.
Well, you spent a good deal of it, like, so was it tough being on a movie like Fletch that was just so awesome? That
with
was
that,
your question.
Oh, no, but it did end with that asshole Chevy Chase.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people Tim. Don't want to talk about assholes, I guess.
Except
you
Tim.
You got to know Tim,
give
right?
back nothing.
You're in the publicist ring, no? Have
no.
you met Tim yet?
No.
Oh, you got to.
Really?
Oh, he's great.
Really?
Oh, highlight of my life. I'm not even over exaggerating. It's not even hyperbole, actually. I blew myself over meeting Tim Matheson.
Yeah.
This is true. This is true.
Your neck's
yeah, my neck is still in pain. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to take out 3 ribs to do it.
Yeah.
It was,
I wouldn't
it was
even
rough.
Leave the house.
It was rough. I'm like, right. Tim Matheson's here. Oh,
oh, yeah.
Oh boy. Oh, man, we didn't even talk about anal today or rim
no,
jobs.
No, we were.
Or...
Yeah, we're not. Our show is not the Howard Stern show coming to you from Los Angeles. But lately, Matt's been going on a lot of dates.
I have been. That's why this movie fascinates me.
Some of them have been ending in
anal.
30 dates in 30 days.
Are you
tonight
serious?
I have 2. Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes.
Dates, how are you going to work that out? Slick.
8:30 to 10:30, I have one, and then I have another at 11.
And
penciled,
you already know
I have
that
30-minute window.
Penciled
to...
in at 11, like a dentist appointment.
And you, I mean, how'd you meet this first one? You know, you don't want to spend the night with her, or what?
Have you heard
she
of the program Tinder?
Are you on Tinder?
I'm on everything, pal.
Are you Tindering right now?
30 dates.
Did you
30 months?
You
think
tindering?
I'm just meeting broads at the fucking movies or Starbucks?
How's Tinder working out for you?
Tinder is working out where I am getting, like, dirty ass. Dirty.
I mean, you're connecting with these women. It's working. Tinder is working for
it's
you.
It's connecting. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm getting laid all the time. It's connecting in that regard, but I'm not meeting anything more than that. Nothing more than that. But I have found something out. I want to give the credit to Tinder, but the most amazing thing in the world, which, you know, I think guys hear this and they think it's gay. At first, but it's not. It's amazing. I was telling Lee about it in the car, is the rim job.
Yeah, we were talking
Can
about
I
that.
Praise
that was
the rim job? By the way, throwing that out there, three different women this month. You can't find any in Chicago.
First of all, that's the least.
Even if I was curious.
That, by the way, is the least thing you've said on this show.
Thank you. I mean, okay, so the first time I got a woman even play in that area was that Thai masseuse at the massage parlor in Vegas.
That doesn't count.
Right, that doesn't count, right? Yeah. You know, $20, of course a finger goes. Right. But something about L.A. girls, and you've lived out here your whole life, so you, like, I can't compare with you, like, what it's like somewhere else. Because have you gotten laid other than L.A., Juddy?
I understand Juddy being relatively quiet.
Have you
quiet.
Gotten laid other than
yes,
L.A.?
I sure have.
Okay. Not okay. New York. New York doesn't count either. They're dirty there, too.
They are.
Florida. Have you been laid in, like, Florida?
I've never
Idaho,
Florida.
Iowa?
No.
Iowa.
Where's, like, somewhere you got laid that didn't have 5 million people?
He hooked up at the Iowa State
city?
Fair behind the deep-fried soda booth.
I'm getting laid in big cities.
Yeah, just
I'm
big
sorry
city,
about that.
Just big cities. I figured. I knew it. Okay. So, yeah, there's freaks in big cities. Though in Chicago, I can't find any. So, three girls. Never in my life. Three girls this month. It's amazing. And by the way,
giving you rim jobs.
This one lasted a half an hour the other night at like 4 a.m.
Really?
I'm on my knees. She is eating out my ass.
So when you
for
were done, what did she do with the other 25 minutes?
Oh, no. It was a 4-hour session. It was a 4-hour night, baby.
Oh, boy.
I popped
so,
the Cialis and we went to town.
I'm going
to
get up and get Juddy a beer.
Yeah, I'm going to
get Juddy a beer.
I'm
get
good.
Juddy a beer.
No, I'm good. Because
a martini? He looks like a martini.
I never thought that language of a broken heart would be get turned into a rim job conversation. But
well, that's why I'm fascinated with the movie, though, all these dates I've been on. This
well,
is my way of rebounding.
You should show them the movie.
My date?
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
You
they're
should.
Want more than
no, you should.
Hookups.
I think that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Have you heard...
Really?
Have you heard a disproportionate response that's better from women than men in the movie or men from women? Or is it kind of the same?
It's mostly women.
Okay.
It is, right?
Yeah.
So,
women
so there
love
you,
you
go.
Fucker.
You have a cinematic aphrodisiac.
I'm
going to
go out
fingertips.
With you. We're getting laid.
Let's go out. Let's
we're
go
getting
out.
Late.
I'm happy to. Let's go party.
We're getting laid.
I can go with you.
You win me because I'm better looking than you.
Yeah.
I'll win you. And well, no, I'll help you.
They're
going to
go
help.
Home with him.
I know you need help.
They're going to go home with him. He's
no,
6'4 and he's got a movie
no,
out.
No, they're not because you know I'm home with two.
You are a creepy dude. And
I
like
know,
it.
I know.
Boy. I mean, I'm just happy for you, though. I mean,
I know.
You're doing really well, though.
Well, you would think so, but like, okay, so we just shot this pilot in January. We were in post on it. We're selling it soon, right? We're selling it in the next couple weeks. So I have like nothing to do because the post process, we're pretty much done.
Right.
So other than writing this new feature I'm writing, I don't have anything to do. So I have a lot of time on my hands to go on meaningless dates
right.
that actually just turn into like fucking. Like the Tinder, I found out no one wants to go for coffee on Tinder. I'll give you a Tinder story. By the way, this is the best promotion for Tinder and Language of a Broken Heart ever.
Yeah.
And you should get Tinder to help you promote your next project.
You'll fuck. That'll be the tagline.
And honestly.
Tinder, you'll fuck.
I always tell my friends if they go take a chick to my movie in theaters, they're guaranteed to get laid.
Damn right.
All right, I'm going to try that theory, but...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, you should
when
show
I
the next
tell
date
you
the
how,
movie.
So tell me your Tinder
tell me,
story.
Tell me when I'm going to show this date the movie, the other night. 2 a.m. I leave the house. He's even sleeping.
Listen, take your face out of my ass for 5 minutes and watch this movie.
2 a.m. I go, you want to go to DePars, sweetheart? She goes, no, I don't want to. Pick me up at my house.
Classy.
So I go over to her house. She lives in a guest house in North Hollywood off of Chandler. I go over to her house. I go into this guest house. Sparkling clean. She's a casting agent in Hollywood, I find out.
Okay.
I go there. I walk in. She already has porn on her computer.
Okay.
Gang.
She just on her computer? She doesn't even have it on the big screen TV or anything?
Computer on
this
the desk.
This generation's all about the computer.
Computer on the coffee table. Then the place is spotless, and I'm looking around. She's doing some drugs, and, you know, I brought over some Norco with some Cialis, and we're having a good time. And I sit down on the couch, and I'm like, this place is sparkling clean, but there's a pillow on the floor. I go, man, you have a really good... This place is like sparkling clean, but there's a pillow. She goes, oh, yeah, no, that's for me, so I can get on my knees and blow you. That's how it started. It started 1.5 minutes into being in
that's
our house.
That's a Tinder. That's
and
your
you
Tinder
want
story.
Me to take them to the movies.
Yeah, that should be on the Tinder.
That's one of my Tinder stories.
Testimonials. When you click it, that's there.
Testimonials.
Yeah, your awesome pickup line. Man, this is a spotless place except
great.
For that pillow.
It was great.
You could pick up the place if you're expecting somebody.
It was great. But the language of a broken heart.
Yeah.
This is what's important. Not me getting laid. Man, how many good-looking pictures of you do you put in this shit? I'm
that's
going
my publicist, right? You know. Yeah, he's doing great.
Mike, you got good taste. You got good taste. They're good pictures. They're good pictures. I almost want to date him.
You are a great creepy friend to have. You really are. I want you to be a creepy friend.
I'll be your creepy friend. Because you know what that means is secretly you're kind of a creep.
Yeah, exactly.
You want a creepy friend who
there.
Says the thing you don't want to like
exactly.
let exit
I could
your
just
mouth.
See this movie being made. Hey, Matt, what do you want to do tonight? You want to go play some pool? Let's go to the massage parlor under
yep.
the bridge.
And then he's going to be like, in his head, he's like, I thought he'd never ask. And then he's out of his book going to be like, that's kind of creepy, but I'll go.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Maybe you know. The one will be there.
Well, that's what happens. When I go to Vegas, we go to the Hustler Club from like 1 to 4.
Oh,
and then at 4, if you didn't get any, I go, all right, we're going to go to this parlor and we'll be done.
Oh, boy.
Have $70 ready.
Mm-hmm.
So, Language of a Broken Heart. Tell everyone, Regal Cinemas, they can see it now, right?
They can see it right now in Denver, Chicago.
Chicago,
we're at the Old Orchard in Skokie.
That's our big audience, Chicago.
Is that gonna, are you presenting and the movie
LA.
There? Or you're being,
no, it's in theaters there. It opens
no,
it's there.
At the Skokie Old Orchard.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so it's there still. And,
at the mall.
It opens in the Oceanside Stadium 16 this week, this Friday.
So when you're done at Nordstrom's getting your perfumes,
right.
you go over to the mall and you see at the mall.
So you know
you go
that
to the
old orchard. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I used to pick up chicks there. Yeah. Don't
well,
you?
I don't believe
you still
that.
Go to
you
the,
picked up chicks at the mall. What are you picking up? 16-year-olds?
My ex fiance. Well, it turned out, but my ex fiance I met at
your
a
Honor,
Victoria's.
She didn't act.
I met her at a Victoria's Secret. I was checking out bras just for the fun of it, and
I you know you are. My creepy friend, but you have game, I think. And
I do because I'm not afraid of being rejected. I've been rejected
see,
so many
that's
times.
That's my problem. I
that
can't
it
handle
just
rejection.
It doesn't even hurt me. Doesn't even bother me. One girl can reject me. I will literally look at her friend and be like, eh?
I can't handle that. I can't handle rejection. That's why I know
I
don't you
don't
care. Win if you
I
don't.
Will walk
I know
to
you got
every
play,
woman.
You got to play to win, but it losing hurts with me. So that's why
and I still get good-looking women because what you do is you still set your sights high. Because let's say there's 100 good-looking women and then there's 200 women in the room, you should be able to get one of the 100.
No. Yeah, that's the game. That it's a numbers game. But for me,
great.
If I lose,
you go home and cry.
No.
No.
It makes me come after harder. The same
one
same I already lost to. Yeah.
Okay, I do that sometimes, but they have to be super hot. That
right.
Super
right.
hot. Like, they have to be like a 9 or a 10 where it's like, all right, I am going to embarrass myself
yeah.
so badly to bang you. Have you found, though, all right, so you do Language of Broken Heart, and I can tell you're a big guy in the romance department here. So have you found, do you, when you meet a woman, share too much?
Absolutely.
You do.
Yeah.
You overshare.
Overshare.
Me too.
I'm overshare.
Too much
no,
texting.
You don't overshare, do you?
I do. I
you
do.
You don't see my guy that's oversharing?
Because I'm a writer.
That's right.
And I think
got
as a writer,
us,
we
yeah.
write, like, pages of dialogue
yeah.
in a text.
Yeah. If I could just...
They're like,
so
why are you telling me that?
We talk a lot.
I would get so much more ass if I was just, like, a one-word texter, like... Yeah.
I figured something out.
Sure.
It doesn't work all like, the time, but I'm going to help you.
Don't, yeah, just groove.
You need to play that writer thing to your advantage. You don't tell them you're a famous writer or anything or whatever, but when they're like, wow, he's really oversharing, and you know it's obvious, just say... I'm nervous. When I'm nervous, I write too much. I'm not a texter. I don't really know how to text. You just lie. You're like,
yeah.
I don't text. This is new to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, texting's gay, right?
I'm
used
to meeting
put
someone
some mistakes
and yapping.
In it deliberately.
Because when you meet women on the internet, a lot of it, when you meet the internet, it starts as text or it's Skype or whatever, but then you moves to texting. You're stuck in this whole text bubble until you
but
meet with
you
them.
You have to do that because women... Of Skyping and texting, like, and if you like, you have to do it. You
uh-oh.
Have no choice. You have to text.
Are we in trouble?
Right.
Do you think Joe Montaigne is listening to this episode and going, "Matt is a pervert"?
Joe's loving this.
This
episode.
Is this tame for you guys, or is it right in the?
This is in the wheelhouse.
Okay, good.
In the wheelhouse.
I don't think I've ever explained about getting my ass eaten.
No, well, this is a little more.
I'm so glad I could have been your guest for that one.
The only reason I did it, and I'm very sorry, Johnny, but the only reason I did it is because I feel like there's a stigma against it, and I want to get rid of that stigma. And
I think that
you're
onto something, and you should fight for that.
Thank you.
I don't want
That's
to talk about
cause.
It anymore,
That's
but
my
I'm going to tell you that that is the cause you should fight for.
That's my
get
cause.
Get that.
EMA.
This is a little more salty than we normally do, but we're
my cause is EMA. Eat my ass.
Well, I think that. Well, I'm sure your audience is mostly men, right?
Oh yeah. Well, now that I think about that.
Yeah.
We have a gay following too.
We
didn't know about that, and a foreign.
And
following.
And if not, we do now.
That's true. That's really good. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay.
So, Language of a Broken Heart. Hey, do you see doing a sex comedy?
Do I see doing a sex comedy?
Yeah, you could write one, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
After the heroin movie.
Yeah. I'm going dark.
You should
with
do
the
heroin a
movie.
Heroin sex comedy.
I think that
one
would
of those
be a good
old
thing.
Fashioned ones.
Oh, absolutely.
Like they used to do. Like, in the 50s.
Yeah. Old Arsenic and Lace.
Right.
I'd like to just remake a bad movie. Everyone, no one ever remakes a bad movie.
Were you listening to me before?
Did you say
we're
that before?
Literally to Lauren Miller's face.
You didn't say that.
Yes, I did. Because Lauren Miller said, I'm remaking a Shelley Long movie, and they're all bad. So I go, what you should
we
be
were
doing.
Like
they
frozen
should be
assets?
Remaking bad movies.
I thought
movies.
You were talking about remaking good movies. I would tell you that.
No.
No.
Why remake a good movie?
I said that. I said, why remake
okay,
a
then
good
I don't
want to
have this conversation you already
good.
Have. I want to be new. I want to be original. Let's
you are new and original. You're jumping on my bandwagon. I appreciate it.
Remake Cabin Boy.
Right.
Yes, there you
right.
Go.
No, Cabin
no a bad movie.
Good. Yeah, a bad movie. You said a bad movie. That's great.
Yeah.
I like how you think.
Yeah, there
see,
we go.
See, business-wise, we're on the same level, and pervy-wise, not the
and
same
And the other
level.
Thing, yeah.
I am not on your pervy level,
no,
but...
You the, want
the,
to
well,
be.
The well,
part
the,
of them wants
the
to
well, yeah. Well, that's why I want you to be my creepy friend. And you
I'm
go,
your
God, things
friend.
Got
it's
weird
done.
Last night while I was with creepy.
We're going to the Four Seasons and Doheny when I get back from Chicago, and we're having a creepy good time.
And I'm sure the director of the sweet romantic comedy movie, who means well, after he goes home and takes a shower, will consider that going.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Language of a Broken Heart, though. This is going to lead into the heroin movie. Are you sure?
No, it's probably not.
I think another romantic comedy.
Yeah,
I think
it'll
do
another,
a bigger budget one, right?
Yeah, a bigger budget. I just want more money. Yeah, a little more money to play with. Maybe hire a real actor.
No, you're going to do it.
You know, maybe.
You're going to do it.
But I
so you had to feel. How'd you feel when that reviewer called you Ashton Kutcher? You don't have to be diplomatic about this. Is that an insult or is that a compliment?
I've been called that Ashton. Guy my whole, you know, ever since that
really?
70s show. So,
but you're a better actor.
I thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So does that bother you?
Does it? No, it doesn't bother me. He's making a lot of dough. He's doing well. He's you know.
Well, yeah, he's hot. Women love him. That's
so,
why.
I like.
There's no other reason.
I like that one. I liked Owen Wilson. I got compared to Jason Lee.
Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
No. Maybe in comedy.
Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
In like,
yeah,
oh,
it wasn't
sense of humor.
Looks.
Oh, not looks. No.
Yeah.
No. He's blonde.
Exactly.
Okay. I had a great time. This was fun.
This was good.
Yeah,
this
thanks for
fun.
Having me. This is great. Go see Language of a Broken Heart, right?
Yes.
I mean, you liked it.
Damn,
you
but not only go see Language of a Broken Heart. This is my twofer I'm giving to my fans here. Not only go see Language of a Broken Heart, and immediately after, download Tinder. And it'll make, I'm serious, you will thank me, it will make for the best single man night of your life.
It will.
It will, I swear to you. Because you will come out of that movie going, I kind of want a girlfriend, but I'm not sure I want a girlfriend. And then you'll download Tinder, and you'll meet tons of girls, and you find out for yourself.
Maybe a little,
find out for yourself.
Maybe a little less Bioshock Infinite, a little more real dating.
Yes.
Are you
yes.
on Tinder?
No.
Or is you're as dorky as me, a little less Biodome Infinite. And a little more Language of a Broken Heart and Tinder.
I'm not on Tinder.
You should be on Tinder.
I should get on
Tinder. You can't be on Tinder. You're famous now.
I'm not famous, but, you know, I don't know about... Tinder creeps me out, man, a little bit. I mean, it's...
Jesus. You guys are so fucking lame.
Yeah,
get
you're right.
It.
You're
you
right.
You gotta get over
You're
it.
Right.
Yeah, you do gotta get over that.
We're
right.
just guarded.
Craig, do you... Okay, wait,
Don't hate on us because of this.
No,
I'm sensitive and I want to stay that way.
Well, time out. First of all, it's 3-1. 3-1. I'm not hating. You're hate.
Look, you're rocket firing away with that Tinder thing.
But why don't you do any kind of apps or Craigslist or any of that?
Okay.
Yes, I'm asking that. Yeah, I get Craigslist. I've met broads on Craigslist.
And
you help them move their couches as well.
Well, not so much. Not so much couch moving.
He doesn't have anything to say to that.
He has nothing to say.
He went Craigslist on me. Now I'm going, God darn it. You know, I mean.
Get the man a beer and get him on.
Jeez, Craigslist.
All right. Hey, keep not getting laid. Keep not getting laid. You know what? I may get AIDS and die in 2 years, but you know what? You'll be like, but he lived a good two
Don't
years.
Don't say
there.
That.
There was a good 2 year period.
It's to be Hep C.
Hep C.
But we're
meningitis.
Yeah, right.
Well, Jody, I love you. Thank you for sitting through this.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me.
Ridiculousness. Yeah. Language of a Broken Heart. Mike, thank you for bringing it.
And it's nice to have your endorsement for that movie because, you know, that brings a whole new slew of creepos.
Guy,
now we got the creepo market going.
I know. He's going to leave here. He's like, these people are watching my movie?
Don't
you
really
I need to go to
I'm
confession.
A creep.
I think you're the charming creep, and that's why you're getting
so much
action.
Creep. Well, I'm getting action from skanks. I mean, we're not talking like loves of your
are
life.
Are you kidding
here.
Me? The girl that was doing drugs and dropped the pill on the ground was a skank?
Oh, okay. Can you help me with this? Because I don't know. I don't know how many skanks you're banging. But she was sniffing something out of a bottle.
How big is the bottle? So that's
smelling salts?
I don't know. Cocaine? Whippets?
Maybe it was iodine. Maybe she's like a fish.
It was like an iodine
like she's
bottle.
A huffer.
It was an iodine
she was
bottle.
Huffing something. Tinder, meet the lady. Or was this Craigslist?
No, this was Tinder.
Okay.
This was Tinder.
All right.
Thank you, Juddy. Language of Broken Hearts in theaters now, and you could get laid on Tinder immediately following the film.
You don't even have to go on Tinder. Just watch the movie. You'll pick up a broad there, and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
okay,
I can.
Have
that,
a real conversation with someone where you talk to them.
Or take her to the movie.
Well, you can do
women
that.
Women like
Tinder,
movies.
You text each other, and you go, you're hot. And they go, you're all right. And I go, well, I'd bang you. And that's how it starts.
You don't do that.
You want me to read you some Tinder conversation?
Oh, God.
Do you want me to read you some Tinder conversations?
Do they? How long have you guys been
this.
In this tape,
I don't
Chicago?
Know if I want to read these. These are pretty nasty, actually.
This is our first week.
This will be our last week. This will be our last week when Joe hears this show.
Yeah. And it's too much even for Joe.
Yeah, right. Let's see here. What do we got going on? This is how a conversation started that ended really well. I'll just read the beginning.
Please.
Oh, this one I was kind of like playing the game. I was classy.
I mean, I don't need to hear classy.
This was one of my moves. You seem chill. I'll be back at my place in Chicago this week, looking to make new friends. I live in L.A. I'm back a lot. Would love to learn more about you. Wink.
Wink.
You wrote the word
you
wink?
The wink?
There was a wink. And then she goes, living across the country would be exciting. It is.
Oh.
I literally did say it is. Never mind. I was joking. It is. And then I said, it also isn't.
Smooth.
This is a stupid conversation.
I'll give you one that's not.
Yeah. How do you like this game, Juddy?
What do you mean? It's stupid. It's not really stupid. I don't know about that.
I mean, that's a conversation I would have with a girl. Thank you so much for showing, but I don't want to read what I want. I want to read what Creepo says.
Oh, you want Creepo combo.
He wants that, Matt. Okay. The one that he's been talking to for the last 3 hours.
All right, I'll Creepo.
The one that brought Rim Job into my promotion for Language of a Broken Heart.
He doesn't put about Rim Job in the Tinder. He's a gentleman.
I got Creepo. I'm looking for it.
Riveting.
Well, I'm prepared for this. Okay?
I know.
It won't load. My fucking Tinder won't
okay.
load.
Okay, next show.
We'll do it next show, but I'll read
yeah.
them.
Yeah, have me back, though. I do like...
I'd love to have you back.
I like talking to you.
Yeah.
I'd love to keep talking to you. We'll go out. We'll have a fun, creepy evening, and I will do Tinder while we're hanging out.
We'll park across the
You're
street
gonna be
from
like,
an apartment of one of these girls,
yeah.
bring a sandwich, yeah. sit there about 4 hours.
Steve's going to be like, we just struck out with every broad in this bar, and I'm going to be like, lined up 4 hours. Tinder, bro. That picture of you and I doing the thumbs
hey,
up and the
you
peace
know what?
Sign really
I think
helped.
That's a great thing. I think that's we should make a show about it right now. I'll go old school versus Tinder. How many girls I pick up out of the bar? How many girls
lose.
You get on
You'll
Tinder?
Lose bad.
And
bad.
Yeah,
I
we're going
turned down 3 to 4
the
girls.
The dude is
tonight.
Pretty suave.
I turn down 3 to 4 girls a night, and he looks like Hugh Jackman. It doesn't matter.
You know,
it doesn't even
you gotta
matter.
Accept that. Why don't you just accept that challenge? Set the bar with your
it.
Tinders, and I have to accept what
it.
Girls you're going after on Tinder, and you have to accept what girls I am going after.
So if it's like a 5, I can't go flog the Dolphins.
A 5, though, but like a 5 in Los Angeles is like a 7 or 8
in
Chicago. Yeah.
Thank you. See? He knows. See, hearing Lee talk about women, that is refreshing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Juddy. We'll get together. We'll hang out. We'll have a crazy time. Then we'll come on the show, and we'll talk about all the sweet ass we picked up.
Yeah, thank you. And please, everyone, go see Language of a Broken Heart.
Of a Broken Heart. Regal Cinema.
Denver, Chicago, Oceanside, Dallas.
I like that. I like that. When L.A.?
We were open in L.A. We did really well. Then the studio's kind of filmed out.
Are you going to on demand it?
We might come back. We're going to be on video on demand soon. We'll be in video on demand midsummer probably.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you. Anything else?
That's it.
You're good. Right, Language of Broken Heart. All right. And Tinder. But Language of Broken Heart, really. Thank you so much. And thank you for coming on the Matthew Aaron Show. We had a good show. Lauren Miller. Go to Hilarity for Charity tomorrow night at the Avalon. I don't think we probably sold out the last few tickets during the show, though.
I think we did for all the people that heard this show who are not going to concession.
Maybe Thrun was high and bought the last 3 tickets while listening to the interview.
Yeah.
Thank you very much to Juddy Talt. You can see Language of a Broken Heart now in theaters, and especially in Chicago, our Skokie crew.
And it'll be
to all our Jewish friends in Skokie.
Yes.
Language of And no one has had their hearts broken more than single Jewish men in Skokie. That is the film for them to see.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know.
Am I right? I don't know. That I could have just lied my ass off about that whole thing and offended a sect of people. But whatever.
Again.
Whatever. Have a good night.
Okay.
See ya. Oh, and I'll see you when I'm back from Chicago. We're taking next week off. I'll be back for the Wednesday after that, May.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, Fraggle Rock?
In that time, you can...
Oh, 30th charity. Anniversary of Fraggle Rock tonight. I'm going 8:30. And, yes, Saturday, right? Saturday, Comic-Con. I am moderating the panel for Husbands. So if you want to hear Matthew Aaron moderate a panel for gay sitcoms, God, I'm your fucking guy.
Okay.
Because who would you rather have than this guy right here? Politically correct.
You know, when you first told me that, I was like, why are you doing that gig? Now I'm kind of thinking you're the right man for the job.
Yeah, I'm getting fired.
I know.
Halfway through. And they're streaming it live. You could go to C2E2's website. They're streaming it live. It's at 7:30, the Husbands panel. It's me, Jane Espenson, Brad Bell. It's going to be a blast. But I'm probably going to ask a lot of inappropriate things that just come to my head. Odds are.
In other news, the Lee Caprea show will be kicking off next week in place of the Matthew Aaron show.
It'll be a better show for it.
My first guest, Scott Rudin.
Scott Rudin, your first guest? Well, it could be your last guest, too, then. What's this? Oh, is this a C2E2? Is this the information? All right, before I go, real quick. 7:45 to 8:45, Saturday, April 27th. Husbands, Television and Beyond, Brad Bell, Jane Espenson, Matthew Aaron, and Sean Hemingian. Whatever. And we will be talking about Husbands, the comic book, and the television experience that is Husbands. Thank you very much, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Good night.
Use protection.
Use protection, he says.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.